Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Strap yourselves in. It is April 4th, 2011, on this Monday edition. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, and of course the man behind the hit TV show Conspiracy Theory on True TV, kicked off his latest publicity tour promoting an amazing new book that we, by the way, are now shipping out, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, available at Infowars.com. He's going to be joining us from New York today. He was on Good Morning America and said that he would like to be Ron Paul's running mate, that he would run with Ron Paul in the 2012 election. I talked to him a little bit privately about this months ago before he went down to Mexico, but didn't know if he was serious or not. And we'll find out today if he really is when former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura joins us here on the live broadcast. In the meantime, obviously there is an insane amount of important news to cover. Chief among it, the open calls to restrict the First Amendment by U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham and others after the Florida pastor torched the Koran after putting it on trial. Now he says he's going to put Muhammad on trial. And there have been at least 24 deaths in Afghanistan due to rioting that's going on. And the system is pushing to restrict the First Amendment openly. I was listening to local talk radio last night. I even called into the Kenny Romeyer show because about 20% or so, I listened for an hour, roughly 20% of the callers, he was taking call after call, were for restricting the First Amendment, or were saying that we don't have a right to burn a Koran, a Bible, the American flag, you name it. Now, whereas all of that is obviously disrespectful and distasteful and dangerous, it's still the First Amendment, and that's what it's all about, to live in a free society. So I'm going to be breaking this down. But also the way the media, the left and controlled right, both of the controlled left and right, are more and more pushing kind of the European model of, well, you can have free speech as long as it doesn't incite somebody. But if you say something that could upset somebody, we're going to go ahead and fine you or clap you in irons. We've seen similar things out of Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are. So I want to look at these attempts to mainline the idea of restricting free speech. And the controlled right wing loves to say, well, if it hurts our war effort, ban it. Well, in America, we're the individual sovereigns. We have our First Amendment dealing with Congress shall make no law restricting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. In fact, guys, will you grab me a pocket constitution? I'm going to go over some of the Bill of Rights today when we come back from break, or freedom of the press, or the people's right to peaceably assemble for a or to petition their government for a redress of grievances. I mean, all of this is in the First Amendment and is enshrined and protected. And we're going to be going over that and this report by Kurt Nemo that's very important up at Infowars.com. Lindsey Graham advocates killing the First Amendment. Other bizarre news, Gulf Spill Company hands out safety bonuses to the people that ran the rig that obviously dumped hundreds and hundreds of millions of gallons of or barrels of crude oil into the Gulf of Mexico that then went into the Atlantic Ocean and, of course, the Caribbean Sea. Also, gold rises near 1,435 as dollar retreats. Oil climbs. We're going to get into Yemen, our gallant little ally, machine gunning large crowds of demonstrators. And I actually heard Fox News on XM driving in this morning praising it and saying, well, they've got to do this because if they don't, Al-Qaeda will take over. But then meanwhile, the West is backing Al-Qaeda in the attempted ouster of Libyan strongman and dictator Muammar Gaddafi there in North Africa. So that's coming up. Obama announces his reelection bid as the Wall Street money pours in. We're also going to get into France invading the Ivory Coast and backing the rebels that reportedly have killed 1,000 men, women, and children. they're the good guys, so that's okay. It's like dropping DU on Libya is good.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations is a Trojan horse? And that the Secretary General of the United Nations has always been a socialist from the day that it was founded? Therefore, it can only bring about a one-world communist government. Do you realize that they will be in charge of all weaponry that the United States and every other nation turns over to it? Any nation that rebels, they will just send the nuclear weapon to bring it into subjection. We'd like to help you understand how these world events are going to affect you in the near future by offering you a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us. It is Monday, the fourth day of April, 2011. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura has kicked off the promotion tour for his new bombshell book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. He'll be joining us today from New York in the second hour. We certainly look forward to that. He went on Good Morning America today and told them that he would certainly consider running on the ticket with Ron Paul for president in the 2012 election that's going to be kicking off very soon. In fact, Obama has already kicked it off with a video announcement on his private Barack Obama website that he will be seeking re-election, obviously, and is starting a campaign fundraising tour as the globalist and George Soros types prepare to fill his coffers. His initial campaign goal is to raise $1 billion so he can continue to be the puppet in chief. But Governor Jesse Ventura scheduled to be joining us today. Obviously, I'm going to get into the Koran burning situation and the ongoing attack on free speech in this country. We're going to get into what's happening with the economy, gold rising to $1,435 as the dollar falls and oil climbs. We're going to get into the mass murder going on by the Yemeni government, backed by the West, and Fox News this morning
I was listening to him on XM praising, saying he's got to do this. He's got to mow people down because Al-Qaeda will take over the country if he doesn't. Meanwhile, real Al-Qaeda is being used as they were used in Serbia, as they were used against the Russians, as they've been used against America to take our liberties. They are being used against Muammar Gaddafi in North Africa. Also, the French are increasing their invasion force of the Ivory Coast, backing the admitted rebels who reportedly have killed at least 1,000 innocent men, women, and children, machine-gunning them and hacking them up with machetes just over the weekend. And the headlines are, the French are landing to stop the slaughter by backing the rebels that are doing it. So you got to love that. Has nothing to do with humanitarian operations. Remember the 800,000 conservatively killed in 1994. First we heard that the UN stood down in Rwanda. Then we learned they rounded up the minority group whose land they wanted, the Tutsis, and allowed the other group to come in. In fact, I had the printout on that in my stack yesterday. Will you guys re-pull my fact sheet on Rwanda? So when I get into that, I've got the facts in front of me. I want to make sure of that historically. Thank you so much. Obviously, we're going to be getting into an amazing video clip from former high-level CIA analyst Michael Scheuer, who was on CNN and basically went further than I've ever seen him in telling the truth about how this is all a staged event in Libya and basically backing Al-Qaeda, and that CNN was just carrying the water for those individuals. That story by the American Dream and the accompanying video is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPanda.com under the headline, Former CIA Officer Blows the Lid Off Libya Fraud, live on CNN. But before I go any further, I want to pull out my trusty citizen rule book, and I want to go to the Bill of Rights. And when you read the Bill of Rights on page 49 in this version of the citizen rule book that I have here in my hand, it begins with the preamble. The conventions of the number of the states having at the time of their adopting the Constitution express a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, the further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, restrictive on government, and as extending to the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. Article 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That means government has no jurisdiction over religious activities, cannot tax it, cannot regulate it, cannot abridge it, cannot control it. Now, you know about 501c3 in the last 60 years, roughly, since the late 1940s. And you know that they trick churches into signing on as charities and waiving their rights by tricking them into a government-created charitable trust. And then they tell the churches, you can't talk about politics, you can't speak out for drug legalization or drug criminalization or abortion, or you can't speak out against political candidates. Totally kept, enslaved, monitored vassals of the federal government, completely illegal. I mean, you just read the Bill of Rights, and the federal government is waging war on every one of them systematically. But going back to the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That means you can have any religion you want as long as you don't break criminal laws. Or abridging, let me continue with the First Amendment, freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. But you try to protest, even with a permit in D.C., you get arrested half the time. Without one, you're going to jail. One man, 20 people, 1,000, they come after you. There's open calls by Republicans and Democrats, and the White House regulations are Cass Sunstein to decide what you can say and can't say. You can't deny man-made global warming. They want you arrested. We've got Senator Jay Rockefeller, Senator Lindsey Graham, we've got Senator Lieberman, all constantly like barking dogs that won't shut up. Every time there's some type of crisis, they seize on it and say it's the First Amendment, it's the Internet, it's freedom of speech. Now, if you look at what Europe does, and obviously I'm about to get into the Quran burning situation. Europe first came out and said, after World War II, okay, Germany and other countries, now enshrined under EU law, over 25 member nations, first you can't be a white supremacist. Then you can't criticize immigrants. Then you can't criticize the EU. You can't say mean things about a politician. Because even if they're true, that's not a defense, because it might incite someone to do something violent. So if I read the London Telegraph or the London Observer or Bloomberg, who are again reporting on the 376 billion, it's now up from 360 plus billion dollars that Wachovia and Wells Fargo, and Wachovia, the subgroup of Wells Fargo, pled guilty but was not criminally charged and paid a hundred and something million dollar fine, a tiny fraction of the $376 billion that they laundered, including paying for the aircraft, leasing them, running them, the entire operation. They make hundreds of billions and they pay a $100 million fine. It's $100 million and change. It was $101 million. I read that article here on air, the latest from the London Guardian, when a caller called in and pointed it out. Because this was back in the news last year, but now it's back in the news. If I come out and say that Wachovia was caught dealing drugs, and somebody who's angry, who's, say, daughter died of a cocaine overdose, and they helped launder the money consciously, and then that mother goes and gets angry at them and does something, that's her issue, and that's their issue for invoking her passion. I shouldn't be censured with a D notice like they have in England, where the government can just quietly block media from reporting whatever they want, because I reported something that made people angry. I mean, it's like Nixon when they discovered he'd been lying and breaking into things and blackmailing people. Would Woodward and Bernstein get in trouble for exposing something that caused massive protest, some of them that turned violent? No, it's Richard Nixon that got caught engaging in the crimes that, quite frankly, are tame compared to modern times, that elicited that, not the people reporting on it. Now, number one, the federal government can make no laws dealing with religion. Or they can't tax it, they can't regulate it, they can't tell you what you can and can't do, period. That's why the Hopi Indians, federal courts have found, are allowed to take peyote, because for thousands of years, that's been part of their religion. It's very expansive, because it is the First Amendment. That is the press, the right to protest, the right to petition, and the right of religion, period. They have no jurisdiction. These are laws, the big mega laws, the big King Daddy laws, with statutory penalties against any Fed or any state agent, for that matter, that tries to violate them. Now, more and more we see pushes from the controlled left and controlled right of how great it would be to restrict free speech. The left says that if it hurts equality, or that if it causes division or makes people upset or makes people sad, that you don't have a right. Of course, really, if something isn't true, libel, slander, defamation, then it's a civil matter and you can be brought to justice. There is that check and balance there. In the old days, if you said something that wasn't true, dueling was legal with swords and firearms, and somebody would knock on your door and say, come outside, get your second to make sure the rules are followed, the local referee, and I'm going to meet you on the field, or you apologize and admit you're a dirty, lying, stinking coward. But, again, I digress with history here. The media is promoting this pastor who's done this, and I don't agree with what he's done, but I agree with his right to do it, as a pretext to then begin to set the precedents and open the debate to restrict free speech here in America. And if they can say that he can't burn a Koran, next it will be, like it is in Canada, that people are barred from traveling to Canada or they're arrested if they criticize Muslims, Jews, Christians, but it's selectively enforced mainly only if you criticize Muslims or Jewish groups. Christianity, it's always great. If the Canadian Arts Department wants to fund feces on Mary, on an image of Mary, or here in the U.S., the feds want to finance the crucifix and urine, it's great, it's wonderful, it's taken care of. Because, again, Christianity is what's under attack by the globalists because it's the dominant system here. Islam's under attack in the Middle East because it's the dominant system there. I'm going to break all this down when we come back and play the shocking clip of Lindsey Graham saying, let's get that First Amendment. Let's shut it down. He wants to right now.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
So, First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievance. Listening to CNN, Fox, on XM at home and in the car, listening to local talk radio on 590 AM, listening to other national radio in the last few days since the Quran burning kicked off, the video they shot weeks ago and just released Friday. and the subsequent riots in Afghanistan and protests in other parts of the world, and the 24 deaths that have been confirmed in Afghanistan, listening to these talk show hosts, a lot of them come out and say, should we restrict speech? Should we go ahead and arrest this guy? And about 20% of the callers on the shows I've heard, and some of the hosts, are openly saying, yeah, they think so, because it hurts the war effort, and General Petraeus said so. Well, how about General Petraeus stick to being a military commander? How about he stays out of our political activities here in the U.S. and our First Amendment that he's sworn to protect and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic? I guess that makes himself a domestic enemy. Because when you're an enemy of the First Amendment, you're an enemy of it all. Okay, we run this country. We elect the representatives. We decide what our political views are. If we don't like a war and it hurts the war effort, then we shouldn't be having that war. It's part of a public discourse. If people want to burn Korans, that's their right to do it. I think it's stupid, but you know what? It's speech that's unpopular. It's speech that is evocative, that's protected. Not just saying, oh, it's a pretty day. It's a pretty spring day with blue sky and birds tweeting. Well, nobody cares about that speech. Nobody gets upset about that. Or, man, that was a good hamburger. Nobody cares about that speech. Or, oh, I sure enjoyed working out at the gym today. I had a good workout. Nobody cares about, oh, hey, did you see the NCAA scores? No, it's there to protect your speech. And if Christians want to say Muslims are bad, that's their right. And if Muslims want to say Christians are bad or Jews are bad or Jews want to say Muslims are bad, that's their right. Or if atheists want to say Christians and Muslims are idiots, or if cartoonists want to draw cartoons making fun of the Prophet Muhammad, that's their right. That's their right to do that. That's why America's free. Now we're becoming less and less free. But it's so naked and out in the open to have Lindsey Graham and a bunch of others saying they want to move with legislation to restrict the First Amendment in America on anything that could, quote, hurt a war effort or upset somebody. Anything that could be provocative. Why aren't we talking about the people that have killed 24 policemen, reportedly, in Afghanistan, have killed NATO troops? They've beheaded multiple UN workers. They go out and kill people that had nothing to do with this Quran burning. They are the ones with the problems. They are, now listen, they're suppressed in Afghanistan. They don't have any real liberties. But governments in the Middle East and Central Asia will allow people to blow up and vent their anger towards Western governments, even though many of those governments are puppets that allow that venting, because it's politically popular. Because under Sharia law, it's a big no-no to burn a Quran. Well, we're not under Sharia law. We're not under Vatican law. We're not under that. Sure, 500 years ago, if you burned a Bible, the Vatican would burn you at the stake. We're not under that. We're under the First Amendment. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and that's whose side I'm on. I believe my ideas are historical, are accurate, are cutting edge, are direct. And I know my ideas in a level playing field are going to win. So you can say your idiotic things. As long as you don't try to come to my house to take me to jail because you want my property or you want my land or you want my children or you want to stomp on my free speech, you can have your free speech. But the minute you touch me, the minute you lay your hands on me, the First Amendment, the Declaration of Independence says I can unleash absolute firepower on you. Do you understand that? Now let's go. Well, we're going to go to break and come back with a Lindsey Graham clip, but in the long segment coming up. But this is incredible. And they really are pushing this. Here's Kurt Nemo's excellent article at InfoWars.com. Lindsey Graham advocates killing First Amendment in response to idiotic and pointless burning of the Quran by Florida pastor and the deadly riots that followed in Afghanistan. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina has proposed limiting the First Amendment. He told CBS's Bob Schaefer Sunday, I wish we could find a way to hold people accountable. Free speech is a great idea, but we're in a war. Oh, it's a great idea, but he went on to say that he is preparing to try to get legislation passed to do this. And he also promoted FDR's Executive Order 8985 that established the Office of Censorship. So they're promoting that. The order gave a legion of bureaucrats absolute discretion over the existence of the First Amendment and free speech of all Americans. And you couldn't criticize war profiteering or planes that fell out of the sky because they were shoddily made. You had to love the corruption.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We're about 30 minutes away from former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura joining us. The ABC News headline is, Vice President Ventura, will he run with Ron Paul? We'll ask him about that when he joins us from New York, coming up when we start the next hour. Okay, going back to this whole First Amendment issue, listening to talk radio hosts, listening and watching Fox and CNN, they are openly saying, well, that Lindsey Graham does have a point, and General Petraeus, we might have to restrict free speech if it hurts the war effort. Now, remember, over 70% of Americans in every major poll want us out of Afghanistan, 9-plus years, coming up on 10 years. With no publicly stated reason to be there. It's always changing. They say security, but it's really about $500 billion in opium, trillions in oil pipeline control, destabilizing Pakistan. And then we've got Fox News with Geraldo last year with the Marine Corps colonel saying, yeah, we help grow the opium for the locals because if we don't, Al-Qaeda will make the money. I mean, they're publicly producing this stuff in front of everybody. Now, that said, if they're able to set the precedent to say that if it hurts a war effort and the government and the military decides if it does, then we're living in an official dictatorship of a bunch of autocratic control freaks. And they are quoting times in World War II where there were censors. dealing with military news, what ships were being launched, what time they were leaving, which is unconstitutional in and of itself right there. But now they're expanding that to say that if a misguided preacher burns something, well, then we've got to go ahead and go after them. And if they can do that, well, then any political group out there can go out and protest or throw some Molotov cocktails, and then the government's going to come in and say, we've got to restrict that. And that's what the EU does. That's what Canada does. The government decides if something's provocative. They decide if something could incite someone. And Europe has moved to censure newspapers that have had cartoons in the last few years of, you know, Muhammad with his turban as a bomb or things like that. And whereas I'm not trying to stir up religious groups, I'm not trying to create division and infighting, and the globalists are actually hyping this up to create balkanization and division and clash of civilizations so they can stir the Muslims up to cause crises, and so they can then restrict our free speech here at home. But here is Lindsey Graham advocating killing First Amendment on Face the Nation yesterday. We'll play part of it if you want to see the full clip. It's in Kurt Nemo's article, Lindsey Graham Advocates Killing First Amendment.
I'm going to get to this Afghanistan thing. General Petraeus today condemned the actions of this Florida preacher who burned the Koran. You heard what Senator Reid said.
Yeah.
Is there anything that actually can be done along this line?
You know, I wish we could find some way to hold people accountable. Free speech is a great idea, but we're in a war. During World War II, you had limits on what you could say if it would inspire the enemy. So burning a Quran is a terrible thing, but it doesn't justify killing someone. Burning a Bible would be a terrible thing, but it wouldn't justify murder. But having said that, anytime we can push back here in America against actions like this that put our troops at risk, we ought to do it. So I look forward to working with Senator DeCherry and Reid and others to condemn this, condemn violence all over the world based in the name of religion. But General Petraeus understands better than anybody else in America what happens when something like this is done in our country. And he was right to condemn it, and I think Congress would be right to reinforce what General Petraeus said.
We saw the report from Liz Palmer, turmoil all across.
And it goes on from there with more of similar statements. So he says the First Amendment's a great idea. Well, no, it's a great law. It's the law. It's what America's founded on. It's the First Amendment for a reason, Lindsey, who supports carbon taxes and the rest of it, a sickening little globalist. Now, he also brings up World War II and censors, and then went on to bring up executive orders to restrict it. And there's other discussions about trying to introduce laws. He says they should push back the out-of-control government, the out-of-control Pentagon. What happened 6 months ago when polls came out showing over 70% of the American people in Gallup did not want us to be in Afghanistan anymore? And what did the Secretary of Defense Gates say? He said, I don't care what you think. I don't care what the American people want. I thought we run the government. It wasn't a declared war. It's unconstitutional. We're there almost 10 years later. It's a joke. And they lie to us as a matter of course. Turns out they admit special forces from the U.S. and Britain were in the east of the North African country of Libya before all this started. That it is Al-Qaeda is the core of the group being funded and armed by the West. That they've taken over the oil port, set up their own bank, their own oil company. And they're going to spread this contagion all over Africa as a pretext for the West to invade. Then France and other EU countries, they're on the west coast of Africa and the Ivory Coast with all the oil and gold and diamonds that are there, claim that the incumbent lost the election when that's disputed. Then they finance the rebel leader who reportedly has people with machetes and guns hacking and killing people, just 1,000 this weekend, men, women, and children. And then you read the headlines, more French troops landing an airport, taking over, getting behind the rebels to stop the massacres, and then buried footnotes, it's the rebels engaged in the massacres. This is the new globalist model. They finance rebels to start a war with a country the globalists want to invade. No fly zones, bombing, invasions. But then meanwhile, in Yemen, the death toll rises, as U.S. said to press the leader to go. And it goes on. I was listening to Fox News this morning. They admitted that the government, this Western-backed, is machine-gunning crowds en masse. The death toll is unknown. And I'm listening to Fox, and they've got a reporter from there saying, well, the government here is fighting al-Qaeda. That's you know, if they don't do this to these protesters with live ammunition, that's what they called shooting people and killing them. Was if they don't stop using live ammunition, you know, if they do stop, then al-Qaeda may take over in the power vacuum here. And so you've got to understand they need to do this. Meanwhile, al-Qaeda is in Libya running these operations, Western-backed, with that long history using al-Qaeda to hit the Russians, hit the Serbs, hit others. They're now calling them Mujahideen again and telling us that we're doing it because Gaddafi fought back against the rebels. So a very dangerous global system. And I even have a clip off Fox News I meant to play yesterday where the host admitted on that show that this is part of forming global government and setting the precedent for UN NATO-backed groups to invade whoever they want, whenever they want. So should a foreign government invade the United States under UN orders at Kent State whenever the military National Guard shot some people? Should we invade Yemen? Should the globalists use our power and our military we paid for to do that? I mean, what happens when the Pakistanis on a routine basis shoot crowds of protesters? Do you hear talk of invading Pakistan? Why aren't they calling the people chopping the heads off UN forces, shooting NATO forces in Afghanistan? Why aren't they calling them freedom fighters? I don't think they're freedom fighters when they're killing and chopping people's heads off. But if a group rebels and tries to overthrow an unpopular government, and it's admitted Karzai stole the election and it is a dictatorship in Afghanistan, then if you're going to invade Libya over this, which they're now admitting, well, we're going to have a ground force, but it's going to be to back up the rebels for humanitarian support. And the bombs dropping, that's not a war either. Just like Limbaugh last week, he said, well, look at this Rolling Stone article. We've got the troops accidentally killing innocent people. No, they knew they were killing people that weren't armed. And he says, well, that's because our government's inept. Our military's inept then. Because used to, we killed people on purpose, civilians. No, we didn't do that until World War II. Okay? And if Limbaugh wants to go along with that line that attacking civilians is good, well, then if he believes 9/11 wasn't an inside job, if he believes 9/11 was an outside job, then he has to say that al-Qaeda legitimately attacked civilian targets on 9/11. I don't agree with that. But see, they expect us to not have common sense and logic. And to, I mean, we have a public mind, at least a portion of the population, that's very duplicitous. That's extremely duplicitous in their worldview. Common sense, more and more, has been extricated completely out of the window. Now, I have another video clip we're going to play here in just a moment. And again, if you want to watch this video, it's up on Infowars.com. Former CIA officer blows lid off Libya fraud live on CNN. And, of course, he's former top analyst Michael Scheuer. And this article from the American Dream reports, every once in a while, establishment control of the media cracks for a moment. In an effort to achieve higher ratings, mainstream news programs will invite guests on that promise to be interesting. Now, it starts slow in the six-minute clip, but it gets hardcore at the end when he basically just says this is nothing but a propaganda channel, and he begins to admit that basically this is al-Qaeda being backed in North Africa by the West, and he agrees with Ron Paul's analysis of the situation. He was the CIA's top bin Laden expert. Here's that clip. Former CIA officer.
Now, help for Libyan rebels from the CIA. President Obama reportedly signing off on this. Sources say CIA operatives are on the ground in Libya and in contact with the opposition.
And joining us to talk more about the CIA's possible role in Libya from Washington, former CIA counterterrorism analyst Michael Scheuer. Michael, thanks for being with us this morning.
You're welcome.
So there are reports out, again, that the CIA is on the ground in Libya, contacting and vetting the rebels. Is this...
They were there from the start.
I don't think there's any other possible reason for it. And the president clearly has sent the agency in to find out who he is supporting and to see what kind of material, human material, we would have to work with if we decided to, if the president decided to arm and train these people over the longer term.
Yeah, and you're concerned about this prospect. You think it could become another Taliban situation for the U.S. What, in your mind, is the worst-case scenario here?
Well, Libya has been very strong in sending young men or having its young men go overseas to fight in Islamic insurgencies in the Balkans, in Chechnya, Afghanistan, especially Iraq, when the height of the fighting was there. Those that don't get killed, of course, go home. And I think the core of the resistance, whatever little military ability they have, is probably made up by people elsewhere we would call mujahideen. And so it's a dicey proposition to be getting involved with this. I'm not sure that the opposition, if it takes power, is going to be much better than was Gaddafi.
But that's why you need to have the CIA, I presume, in there vetting, as we said, who are these people? Who are the elements that are funding them or supporting them? Who are the politically the most palatable and the least palatable among them? The White House saying that no decision has been made. I have a question for you as a CIA veteran, I guess. I mean, the fact that we even know about this, Is that unusual? I mean, should we just assume that the CIA in this sort of a situation would, of course, be in there on the ground?
Well, you have to assume that the president wants the best information that he can get. And if he wants to have that information, he has to have somebody on the ground. And so, yes, I think you assume wherever there's trouble, you'll find the agency. The other point I would make here is that vetting the people who are in the opposition, of course, is only you're only able to do that to the extent that they're willing to talk to you. I think the agency will find a lot of people who are pro-democracy and westernized happy to talk to them. The more Islamic-oriented people aren't going to talk to them because that would bring into question our air support for them. So this is a mission that's a very difficult one, and the chances of success are really probably not better than 50-50.
What's the alternative? If we don't arm the rebels and they're clearly outmanned and outgunned by Gaddafi's forces, what's the better solution here?
The better solution was, as Mr. Paul said, never go at all. This was none of our business. But I think what we're seeing is the string is playing out. We threatened Gaddafi and that didn't work. There's an arms embargo and an economic embargo. That didn't work. There was a UN resolution and that didn't work. Aerial bombing has continued and has impact, but it hasn't defeated him. Now we're at the stage where we're going to try to apparently try to train and arm the resistance. That takes a long time. I don't know if we have that time against Gaddafi. What we're seeing is the president putting himself into a corner where his only option is ground troops.
But that's something that is not something that no one says that they want to do.
They're already there.
I mean, they simply don't want to do that.
Well, the choice may come down to admitting that it was a mistake and being defeated in the sense that Gaddafi survives, or putting ground troops in. Nations are a lot like people. They don't like admitting to mistakes. And maybe they don't want to put them in, but when it comes down to looking defeat in the face, I wonder.
You know, you led the CIA's unit that tracked Osama bin Laden 1996 to 1999, and you believe that much like that situation, America's involvement in Libya could prove to be a recruiting tool for extremists. Why?
Oh, it's absolutely a recruiting tool. It's the American-led West attacking a Muslim country that has
They've
oil.
Been very careful to say it's not the American-led West, that NATO is now fully taken over the operations. Firepower was used in the beginning, but that this is a coalition that includes Arab states.
That may fool some Americans. It's not going to fool the people who sympathize with bin Laden and other Islamists. This is really a U.S.-led operation. And you talk about the Arab states that are involved. The Arab states are tyrannies that are hated by their own people. This is a piece of theater set up by Mrs. Clinton and Mr. McCain and the bipartisan group that loves to intervene abroad. In the Muslim world, this is Americans killing Muslims again, and it looks like it's for oil.
I just want to ask, are you trying to have it both ways and saying that, okay, these are tyrannies that hate their own people? Well, that's why we're helping, because in Libya, it was the people that wanted Gaddafi out, that they were tired of it. So weren't we then supporting Islamic democracy, I guess you could say, in these countries where they're tired of totalitarian rule?
If we were supporting Islamic democracy, that would be one thing. But if you listen to Mrs. Clinton and especially the rather crazed Ms. Rice at the UN, this is all about democracy in a world where democracy is not going to take hold.
I think it's very clear, Michael Scheuer, that you are no fan of this policy and this administration. I think calling Ambassador Rice crazed is certainly a significant charge.
Well, I don't know. I've just listened to her. You know, that's only my impression. And I have to say, this is not a Democratic problem. This is a Republican problem, too. Both parties love to intervene in other people's business where there are no U.S. interests at stake and where we spend enormous amounts of money at a time when we're nearly bankrupt. That doesn't seem to me to be a wise practice of American statesmanship.
And that's a whole other story. To call the United States bankrupt, the United States is running humongous deficits, yes, but the economy and this mission in Libya are two separate issues.
They're not separate issues, ma'am. You're just carrying the water for Mr. Obama.
I'm certainly not carrying anyone's water, and I will assure you of that. Michael Scheuer, thank you so much for your time. We've had a very long, exhaustive interview. You had plenty of time to give your point of view on that. We're going to be right back. It's 38 minutes past.
Thanks, Michael.
There you go. I mean, those two women just going off talking points. There he is laying out the facts to these teleprompter-reading creatures. We'll be right back.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Back live, Governor Jesse Ventura will be joining us coming up in the next hour. You just heard Michael Scheuer, former top CIA analyst on the Middle East, saying we are a bankrupt country. See, the globalists are offshore banks. They use America as their credit card to finance their operations. And even if you're for a corrupt empire, we don't get any of the spoils of this. We fit the bill. We become hated. then the system uses outside enemies as a pretext to take our liberties. And he talks about the U.S. being really technically bankrupt. That's what most analysts concur on, through the fraud of the derivatives. And they just start laughing at him like it's funny. This is the same news channel that tells us the economy rebounded a year and a half, almost 2 years ago in June of 2009. And speaking of attacks on free speech and the court system, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to be tried by military commission after years of being held and admittedly torture. Holder set to make announcement today. Well, if he's a terrorist, put him up before a trial. Let's see the evidence. And under announcements by Bush and the Military Commissions Act, they can do this to citizens. And Obama's continued all that. They're not just attacking the First Amendment or the Second. They're attacking the Ninth, the Tenth, the Seventh, the Fourth, the Fifth. Due process, everything is under attack. Coming up later, gold rises to close to an all-time high, $1,435. Silver exploding. Japan nuke plant operator to dump radioactive water into the ocean. Japan nuclear crisis. Workers using newspapers and sawdust to block pipes. The Germans are sending over their giant, the biggest concrete dumper in the world to try to fix it. Fukushima workers, again, trying to plug radiation leaks with bits of newspaper, garbage bags, diaper-like material. Steve Watson reports at PrisonPlanet.com. And they're also reporting in California 181 times safe levels of radioactive iodine found in the water supply. The New York Times buried that as a footnote yesterday. Don't forget, with Ventura coming up, we are carrying and now shipping out what I think is his most powerful book, Each One Gets Better. 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. We're going to be going over this and a lot more with Jesse Ventura coming up. All available at InfoWars.com. Also the books, the videos, the potassium iodate, the rad stickers, the strategic relocation book that we're almost sold out of. All available at InfoWars.com. Also some of our other sponsors that make the broadcast possible. Diamond Gusset Jeans, made in America. Celebrating 25 years, rarely does a song like Looking for America that they promoted by Mark Williams explode like it has. Diamond Gusset released this on the Alex Jones Show first, and we want to thank the listeners for making it a hit. It's gone as high as, what, is now 14 on the country charts. It really defines and makes a hit song is the reaction our listeners had to the song, and it's promoting having factories again in the U.S. We want to thank Diamond Gusset for making a great American-made jeans. We want to thank you for making Looking for America such a success. Go to gusset.com/sale to hear the hit country song and to check out the big discounts. That was 14 last week ago. Looking for America made it to number 4 on the GAC charts. You heard it here first, Diamond Gusset, gusset.com/sale. Check them out today to get big discounts on those Made in America jeans. Also, endofamerica3.com to see the free breakdown video by Stansberry Research, endofamerica3.com. Stansberry and Associate Investment Research is an independent investment research firm founded in 99 with subscriptions in more than 100 different countries. They recently created an eye-opening video you can see at endofamerica3.com for free, telling their biggest and most important prediction yet. Check it out at endofamerica3.com. And last but not least, purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride systems they have as well. They have a wide variety of filters, all made in the USA, for your shower, bath, you name it. Go to purewaterfreedom.com or check out the banner at InfoWars.com. That's purewaterfreedom.com. Governor Jesse Ventura, straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.